Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. In the 4 o'clock hour today, Rob Pizzola will join us, hopefully with some winners. We can do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here. By the way, you can hear Game Day Uncensored this Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins. Get you ready for Miami and L.A. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I'm smiling. I just saw, because it wasn't out till today, the player props for the Chargers-Dolphins game. The rushing props have finally been posted, and Tua has a rushing prop. Would you like to guess what it is?
2.5.
3.5 yards.
Wow.
Bad hip.
Now they're making us think. Now they're getting wise to the free money. And it's minus 125 as well. Tua over 3.5 yards rushing at minus 125.
Throw it in a parlay. I don't mind that.
You want to guess Malik Washington over under on receiving yards? He ended with 0 on 4 catches last week.
13.
Alana?
You said rushing yards or receiving?
No. Receiving yards.
Receiving yards? 13.5?
24.5.
Under.
I think negative 24.5 is more likely to hit than 24.5.
Because my thought was to say, because I said it last week, Malik Washington, now he steps up, Waddle's double team, he's the number one now. But it's Darren Waller is obviously the number two receiver, and he should be. He's better than Malik Washington. And Malik is 4 for 0, so the numbers are bearing out at less than 24.
How about a Rondé Gadsden the second receiving yards?
38.5.
I'll say around what Malik is, 23, 24.5.
16.5.
Over.
I think that might be the play.
Over. I'm putting it in right now.
Darren Waller receiving yards?
28?
No. 39, 41?
40.5.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle?
56.
69.5.
67.5.
Lana's hitting it today.
Nick Westbrook Akine.
8.25.
13.5.
16.5.
Yeah.
Seems a little high to me. How about Aronde the second total receptions?
3.5.
Yeah. 3.
1.5.
Over.
At -150, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a OG2 parlay with everything.
I mean, I'm cool with doing that because I think emotionally, like, we have a reason to. But have tight ends torn up the Dolphins this year? I can't recall. Is there a game where like a tight end went off against Miami? I'm sure there's been tight end receptions.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
Kincaid didn't do much against them. Buffalo.
He might have scored a touchdown, but I don't remember him having like a monster game against the Dolphins. The Jets. See, I'm just looking again. I'm just trying to figure out like, do we have an angle here where, hey, Dolphins don't do well against opposing tight ends. Maybe OG will eat. Mason Taylor had 5 receptions for 65 yards.
Yeah, remember we had read that fantasy football report on him that week saying, hey, this is the week to play Mason Taylor. Doesn't it kind of hold true for Aronde the second as well?
Yeah.
Dalton Kincaid, 5 receptions, 66 yards.
All right. Oh, yeah. That I knew it was the Colts. That big old pretty hair white boy had like 70 God. For 80.
That's right.
Warren, Tyler Warren.
I got career numbers against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Jamie Eisenberg is texting me. He's listening. Jamie, we read your Tua fantasy report in the 2 o'clock hour. Were you listening then? You made your triumphant return to the show, Jamie, in the 2 o'clock hour when we read that you say to sit Tua this coming week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fantasy. Love Jamie Eisenberg.
I do. Jamie's a good guy.
We only stopped having him on because Jimmy hates him.
Jamie is a great human.
That is not true. I do not hate
100%
him.
100% true. Don't you recall sending us that long email about how you hate Jamie Eisenberg and you kind of finally put your foot down?
I do not recall that because I never did it.
Oh, I'm not so certain.
It's because Jimmy is notoriously as big of a Kobe Fleener fan as Crowder. And, you know, Jamie, for you, hating on Kobe Fleener.
Someone had to be punished. let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Woo-hoo! Over 1.5, over 16.5. I got an OG parlay, baby.
An OG parlay?
Yep.
I like that.
I've got them on a couple
text
of
from
my
Jamie. Text from Jamie says, F Jimmy, whoever that is.
Ooh,
what?
That's a deep cut, too. When you add whoever that is, you know, I don't even know him.
Read that last text, Hawk. Hey, this is interesting. NBA GMs, the general manager polls were released, and they're polled on several different things. Do you guys want to guess? They voted on the best player at each position entering this season. You guys want to guess?
Jack Jones.
Okay. I can tell this is going nowhere. I'll move on. I'm sorry.
Who is it again? I'm sorry.
No, okay.
I got you. I don't know. What is it?
No, I want to play. I want to play.
Yeah,
I want to play.
No,
I want to play.
Let's play. Okay.
I thought you were starting with cornerbacks. My bad.
No, this is NBA GM, Zoc. NBA.
Oh, NBA. Gotcha. I thought we were still on football. I'm texting with Jamie Eisenberg.
Thought they were cross-promoting leagues.
Best point guard, according
Marty
to...
Marty Rosen.
Best point guard. Who? Trae Young.
All right.
No, I want to play.
No, you don't.
I'll go.
It's my fault. You guys aren't even close. You're not even close to being in basketball mode. It's my fault. I should have had a better...
Steph Curry.
I want to play.
Steph Curry.
No, not Steph Curry. He was third on this list.
Who's one?
SGA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Won the MVP and finals MVP a season ago.
He's a one? Right. I thought he was a two.
He's a one.
Oh.
Luka was second. What about best shooting guard in the NBA?
Oh, Zion.
In my mind, SGA, because he's a two.
Well, it can't be SGA. He was voted number one point guard, Crowder. So
he says that he thinks of him as a two.
I think of him as a two. In my mind, he's a two.
But he's not a two. He's a point guard. He's a one.
Yeah, built like a two.
Up for debate.
Anthony Edwards.
Norman Powell.
Norman. What about best small forward in the league?
UD.
Oh, Steven Adams. I look at him as a three. He moves well.
Okay. Just move on.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Knife. Who is it?
You don't care. It doesn't matter.
I do. Okay. So the All-Star team. So what? Just give us the top. Just give us number one at every position.
Well, who are these hard? Voted on by? Who are these voted on by?
Oh, the NBA general manager polls? I don't know, Hawk. Maybe the 32 general managers. And this is like, I'm asking you guys to name the five best players in the NBA, and you've given me UD, Norman Powell.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that was the exercise.
So SGA, Anthony Edwards, who's at the three?
Luka Doncic.
Luka.
Best power forward.
Bam.
Kalel.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Best center.
Now that's Steven Adams.
I got to go back to Artis Gilmore.
Jimmy, can you call Chris Broussard? I need him to say a
word. Chris Broussard just to give Solana one word. That he can call us.
We need a Chris Broussard button. There's one button for Chris Broussard.
Who's the five?
Who do you think? The three-time MVP, Nikola Jokic. Jokic. Come on, guys. Come
on. That makes sense. I don't think of him as a center.
Yeah.
No?
Because he does so much. He has assists. He's really a three.
He can beat you in a lot of ways.
Thanks, Ron Rothstein.
Okay, roll the tape.
Stop it. Right. Stop it. Right there. Stop it. it's the one thing I miss. You know, I work the broadcast, so I don't get to watch FanDuel. I don't get to watch E. Reed. I don't get to watch Crotty, and I don't get to watch John Crotty and Jax at halftime. Like, oh, I miss that so much.
Stop it.
Stop. That's what I tell Lori. Stop. roll the tape.
Oh, they worth a damn.
Panthers back on the ice tonight. Get the Flyers at 7 p.m. Okay.
Go Cats. Vamos Gato.
You guys know we're live. We're doing a live radio show, right? I want everybody to remember we're doing a sports radio show, okay. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Vamos Gato.
Anything. Yay, okay.
I didn't have anything to comment.
Okay. All right. Let me default here. Dude, the Dolphin football, Jack Dolphins.
Jack Jones.
Who?
Jack Jones.
So there's some concern about Tua.
What time today when you were prepping your headlines did you say to yourself, you know what? An NBA quiz, I think, is going to go over well.
Hey, did you guys see this? Yeah.
And when I told you in the first segment that I watched one Heat possession last night, did you think to yourself, maybe I should abort on the NBA quiz?
We did spend, to be fair, we spent 4 hours yesterday firing Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel. Like, I don't want to do that every day. You know, I feel bad.
I'm with you. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Now, I want to try to get excited about the Heat. I'm not even kidding. I'm telling you, the possession that I watched last night, I know it was one possession. But, man, they had great ball movement. And if Andrew Wiggins is going to be hitting shots, that's legit. If you got Wiggins able to hit shots and Norman Powell can score, Bam, you know, he does other things. No, I'm not kidding, though. Wiggins was a big disappointment last season. If he's found his game again, and if Norman Powell is the bucket that Solana's telling us that he is, tell you what, he really is banged up. They do have a chance to do something.
Bam's going to give you 17. Hero gives you in the 20s. Wiggins goes 20+. Powell goes 20+. We got action, Jack.
When's Tyler back, though?
He said 8 to 12 weeks about 2 weeks ago, so 6 to 10 more weeks.
I'm watching Kendrick Perkins right now on ESPN. They're talking about Kevin Durant. How's that team going to be?
Hell, they were good last year. Now they added KD, yeah. And they got Azumanizuka.
Right.
What's his name?
Alperen Şengün Alpi.
No,
Fred Van Vliet is out for the season. The coach.
Iku Ekwokume. The guy from Boston that got in trouble messing around with the girl and all that.
Yeah, Ime Udoka.
Yeah, he's a hell of a coach.
Yeah, the Rockets are the fakest tough guys in the league. They try to fight everybody. They try to just – I'm hoping KD makes them – well, a little more level-headed. Ime Udoka literally tries to fight everybody. He wants to fight the officials after every game. Enough.
I put a chat up there on the video monitor. I don't want to say the word, though. Can you pronounce it?
Posthumously.
Oh yeah, posthumous.
Posthumous, yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. Proud of you.
That was good.
I think they're referring to my Roberto Clemente Hispanic Heritage Month vignette, which I think I did botch when I recorded that. I don't think that person.
It's a pre-recorded vignette, and you said posthumously incorrect?
It's possible.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hear that. Quite a tribute to Roberto Clemente.
You're the Hispanic month voice. I'm the black month voice. This is great.
Yeah, that's what the guy says. Go listen to his Roberto Clemente tribute for Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah, it's
what did you say?
We could play it. I don't know, Jimmy. You want to?
You have it, Jimmy? Can you find it?
I'm gonna find it.
And somebody else decks in Mecky Becton.
I'm Alejandro Solana celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and I'd like to spotlight Roberto Clemente, a husband, father, Baseball Hall of Famer, and a humanitarian. Clemente was born in Barrio San Anton, Puerto Rico, and he started playing professional baseball when he was just 18, signing a contract with the Cangrejeros de Santurce, a legendary Puerto Rican Winter League team. He was eventually offered a minor league contract with the Dodgers, who surprisingly let him go to the Pirates, where his star rose quickly. Clemente got his 3,000th hit in his last at-bat in his last game in September of 1972, and just months later tragically died in a plane crash on New Year's Eve while delivering emergency supplies to victims of an earthquake in Nicaragua. In the spring of 73, the Baseball Writers Association of America held a special Hall of Fame election and posthumously elected him to the Hall of Fame, and the Pirates retired his number 21 jersey. Roberto Clemente achieved it all in baseball, but as
that's
first
fine.
Player,
I think it was perfect, posthumously.
Okay. All right.
You may have said posthumously,
maybe,
but it was very close. I wouldn't have noticed that. I think that was perfect. I actually loved that vignette. I thought that was excellent.
My vignettes are good. I put some thought into them. For whatever reason, the Crowder Black History Month vignettes got a little bit more airtime than my Hispanic Heritage Month vignettes. But you know, whatever.
I'm more charismatic.
I mean, they've been replaying Crowder's Black History Month vignettes for 10 years now. I know more about Leroy Selman than his family.
Hey, man, when you get it right, you just let it ride, baby.
All right.
Leroy Selman.
Oh, this is a great chat from someone. We should play Noche de Six, though, for Hispanic Heritage Month.
Sounds good to me.
No.
Yeah.
I used to go over Leroy Selman's house when I was little.
Jimmy, pull that up, Jimmy, and I will literally just remove you from the stream. I have that power now, so nobody will hear it, and it'll be all for naught.
Yeah, but I have power to put myself back on.
I
become
believe
a free for all, Jimmy. The whole show has become a free for all.
I believe that the one thing written into my new contract. After my name was added to the show, I didn't want any new power. I didn't want to flex my ego, nothing. I wanted the show to remain exactly the same, except for one thing. Noche de Sixto will never be played again on the airwaves.
Hey, Jimmy, you know what would be a funny joke is replace one of the Hispanic heritage carts with Noche de Sixto. So just inexplicably during Joe Rose's show. Throw straight Phil.
It's your boy Zalana.
Come on, can we listen to it, please?
One time. No. One
give
time.
Us permission.
Zalana, one
Zalana.
Time.
Come on.
Zalana.
No.
Come on.
No.
For Roberto Clemente.
Come
why? On. He's amazing. 3,000 hits.
Don't blame me for this. Blame Sixto Sanchez for being the opposite of straight filth, for just being filth. For,
right.
For literally.
No, we're
going
to
like
let's
filth.
Listen to it so we can make fun of Sixto Sanchez.
Come on. Sixto, come
on.
He wasn't throwing
give
like
us permission.
If he was
for
better.
Hispanic Heritage Month. Is this month Hispanic Heritage Month?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, I mean, come on.
He messed up the song. The song is fire. Him not being good. It's his fault, Solana. Let's play the beautiful song.
You guys are a bunch of jackasses.
I mean, we can change the rights ire on Bad Bunny as the halftime performer by letting them listen to this thing. and they'll go, wow, Bad Bunny, perfect choice. Just keep that guy off the air. Can we play it, Solana? I'm not going to play it unless you give us explicit permission.
No, I'm not giving you permission. So the only way you're going to play is overrule me and just.
No, I'm not going to overrule you. I'm not going to overrule you.
Can we do it later? We're up against a break. Can we do it later?
Well, I'd like to do it now.
Yeah, the lead up.
I'd like to strike while the iron's hot. But
new listeners, new listeners on FM, you know, like these people that are waiting for this.
Yeah, that's a good point. It might sound better on FM. That's a good point.
Right? Very possible. It could sound totally different.
All right, fine. Let's do it.
All right, Jimmy, fire him off. No chase. No.
It's your boy Solana.
All right, turn it off. Turn it off.
So nasty.
Oye, Billy.
Bamba Yabi.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is a Marlins PSA. Sixto Sanchez has arrived, and Mattingly has his ace.
It's always worse, man.
Hoy es noche de Sixto. The Fisher gonna win, and there's no doubt. Hoy es noche de Sixto. Batters get ready to strike out. Hoy es noche de Sixto. We haven't even seen his best stuff. Hoy es noche de Sixto. Te juro que this kid is for real.
It's time for you to realize this is a different era. Marlins baseball, Jeter uses billetera. Sixto's like a prospect, straight out of novela. Might even love him more than Miguel Cabrera. Don't make him walk a batter, please. Let Sixto pitch, his stuff is straight filth. El combina su curva con el fastball de Pedro. Pedro, dijo que Sixto es mejor.
Hoy es noche de Sixto. The Fisher gonna win and there's no doubt. Hoy es noche de Sixto. Batters get ready to strike out. Hoy es noche de Sixto. We haven't even seen his best stuff. Hoy es noche de Sixto. Te juro que this kid is for real.
My favorite bar. He starts, he's like trying to grab the audience. He's like, hola, ¿qué tal?
Oh, he's Drake. He sings, he raps. Oh,
man, that was great. Oh my God.
Yo, that was Solana.
You guys added that guy to your show? Morons.
All right. Let's move on because I want to hear you now talk about Toro Toro.
Oh man, I got a headache.
I just got a text from Toro Toro. They've dropped me. It's my sponsor.
Hola, ¿qué tal? I'd like to talk to you about Toro Toro.
Kid is for real.
Funny, man.
Oh man.
Oh, that was good.
Before we move on, your weather. It must be a million degrees. I'm sweating. Sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Someone texts in, it is so much worse on FM. Somebody else says, your fiance is still with you, bro. Oh, man, that is great. All right, we got to take a break. I do have some Dolphin stuff that I want to get to, so we'll do that in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yahoo Sports, Frank Schwab at Yahoo Sports. He did quarter season grades for NFL teams. And he writes, the list of teams that feel like legitimate Super Bowl contenders is very small, considering we're only about a quarter of the way through the season. The Bills are one in the AFC, and maybe someone from the AFC West is too, and perhaps you believe in the Colts or the Jaguars. The NFC is a little deeper, but everyone has taken at least one bad loss after only 5 weeks. Teams like the Eagles, Lions, Packers, and Rams are very good, but consistency hasn't been a strong suit. Here's your grades for the AFC East. Buffalo Bills, an A. Mm-hmm. I probably don't need to read you what his reasoning is. New England Patriots, a B. Mm-hmm. And he says, the difference between weeks 1 and 5 is dramatic. Yeah. And that's what you want to see, obviously, is that kind of growth. The Miami Dolphins get a D.
Yes.
He writes, at least the Dolphins aren't winless. They beat the woebegone Jets. Everything else hasn't looked great. And it's unlikely to get better with Tyreek Hill out for the season and the run defense looking like it cannot be fixed. The Dolphins aren't the worst team in the NFL, but it's close. And head coach Mike McDaniel is certainly on the hot seat. And then, of course, you've got the New York Jets who got an F. Only one team doesn't have a win. The Jets looked okay in week one, barely losing to the Steelers. It has been rough ever since. Most of their games haven't been competitive. They make way too many mistakes for a team that is already at a talent disadvantage. It's way too early to start seriously worrying about Aaron Glenn as a new head coach. But nothing has looked good for the Jets yet.
Nope. I agree with that totally. And the Dolphins, to knock them up from an F, they just beat an F. So they won the toilet bowl.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's it's rough right now in Miami.
I don't know where you go from there, because he even says they're a run defense that looks like it cannot be fixed. Well, if you can't fix that run defense, then you're done for the season. I mean, you're literally done. If you're going to have teams push you 6, 7, 8 yards off the line of scrimmage all season long, you don't have a chance to do anything.
Players are scheme. You're not bringing in Keith Traylor. You're not going to get a Calais Campbell. You're not getting a Chris Jones right now. So personnel set. Scheme. Even Anthony Weaver, he wants to stop the run. He cannot load the box because our corners can't be. We see what Jax Jones did when he has to do one-on-one man coverage on the outside. He can't do it. So do you want to? I'll tell you this. If we stop the run, if we literally load up to stop the run, they're going to have 300 yards passing. Almost pick your poison.
But Crowder, I do think there is room, in my opinion, for growth from Kenneth Grant, from Jordan Phillips, from guys you expected to be ready.
Get pushed 6 yards instead of eight.
Right.
They'll get pushed five.
You would agree, right? Like, here's my rationale, because people are already out on Kenneth Grant. And look, I'm not saying I'm happy with his production. There's probably a case to be made there was somebody better that the Dolphins could have selected to help them now. But clearly these were projects that they drafted, with Savat Inaya included on the other side of the football. Last year, Chop Robinson through 8 weeks, Crowder, what would we have graded him? Not an A, not a B, not a C. But the last 8 weeks of the season, you probably grade the Dolphins draft an A, a B, at the very least a B minus. I think there's still room for that from Kenneth Grant, which helps the run defense. Does it make the Dolphins defense good? No. But at the very least, you're not embarrassing yourself week in, week out.
Chop Robinson didn't have to play because we had Phillips and Chubb.
Until he had to play, though.
Until he had to play.
Chubb didn't play last year, and Phillips came back and by week five was out with an injury.
And they forced him to play.
Until he had to play.
Yeah. And Chubb still can't set the edge. He's not a big dude. He's a pass rusher. That's what he did. That's what he did at Penn State. The first round is not for development. Honestly, I'm with you on development. The first round is not for development. First rounder is supposed to come in and contribute.
Unless you're a really good playoff team already and you can take a flyer on someone in the first round that you can see yourself developing over the next couple of seasons, but not for a team that was in the Dolphins situation.
It's another knock on Chris Greer, whether or not it's fair. You had 3 first-round picks back in 2020, and 2 of the 3 outside of Tua were like projects with Austin Jackson, who ended up not working out as a left tackle. You had to swing him over to right tackle. And it's year 6 of AJ, and you're still kind of like, bro, this guy's never available. He's not necessarily great when he's out there. And then Noah Igbinoghene was another project. Like, they took 2 swings in the first round when they didn't need to. They needed to go get guys that could help them immediately. And that seems to be a trend with Chris Greer. He likes projects.
Yeah, it's always guys that you say, who was that again? You have to go look him up. I don't want to look him up. Give me some All-Americans. Give me the All-Americans. They were the best in college. Let me see what they can do. Don't try to be too sneaky and, I'm smarter than y'all. Seems like they try to get smarter than people, and the guys can't play. Kenneth Grant gets root. If 2 guys touch him, which is going to happen every play in the NFL, he can't hold his ground. That's his job. He's supposed to hold his ground. He doesn't have to make a tackle. Just hold up 2 so your linebackers get over top. He can't do that at this current moment. To your point, Solana, can he become, Haloti Ngata? Maybe, but I don't see it right now.
Chris Greer with the first round draft picks is like me on the Hard Rock Bet app. I don't want a -110, pick a side. I want to hit a 3-leg parlay and get a big payday. I'm not even kidding you. That's kind of the way, I think he looks at it like, oh, well, anyone can take that guy. It's not going to move the needle too much, but he's going to do his job. And he goes for the parlay, tries to hit the teaser. Anyway, we'll get some winners. Hopefully in the next hour, Rob Pizzola is going to join us.
Abdul Carter is one of the top pass rushers right now in the NFL. Igbuka, have you seen what the guy in Tampa Bay is doing, that young boy?
Crazy.
He's fun leading to watch.
He is ridiculously good. Tyler Warren, a guy from Penn State, we could have drafted as a tight end. He's going crazy.
God, that guy, I told you, remember, he was like Jefferson on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Was it Jefferson, Warren.
Ashton Jeanty, Travis Hunter's going crazy. You see that catch he made the other night? Omari Hampton was starting for the Chargers and balling till he got hurt. Jackson Dart's now starting, and he went after, Solana, there shouldn't be a project in the first round.
The Barry Jackson, we talked about it on Monday. He released that article where he went through all of the draft picks Chris Greer traded up for and how many times he's failed. And look, to be fair, you could probably do that with a lot of teams, right? Yes. Like, look, they should have drafted this guy instead of this guy, and they should have drafted this guy instead of this guy. But Barry outlines like every single one and how they all failed. And he's like, look at the value you could have had here rather than trading up and costing yourself draft capital for a guy in Savai Inaya that isn't producing for you. And look here, where instead of trading up, you could have taken this guy who's producing for this team instead of a guy you traded up for and hasn't produced, i.e. Liam Eichenberg. So there's a lot of examples with Chris Greer, and there's a lot of guys he drafts that either don't ever make an impact. Cam Smith, Noah Igbinoghene, Tanner Connor, Channing Tindall. And there's guys that were drafted right around that same area who at the very least are producing for their NFL teams. Like, bro, I mean, you know, we're doing it again, but yeah, I mean, this is a
crazy. You said during your NBA quiz that you didn't want to do this again.
Sorry, Crowder ramped me up. But yeah, I mean, Chris Greer misses a lot, bro. It misses a lot.
You amped me up talking about a project. Maybe Kenneth Grant will make a tackle week 16. That's not what you draft a guy high for.
That's not what I'm saying. I just think.
All right, we got to take a break.
We'll be better.
Be hard to be worse. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get headlines, and Rob Pizzola will join us from Canada with some winners, hopefully, for tonight's NFL and the Panthers game and the Dolphins game on Sunday. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.